KJAN Sports.
Time for Check of Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. We have 3A and 1A boys district final basketball games on the schedule for tonight around Southwest Iowa. In Class 3A games at Adel at ADM High School, Atlantic will play Creston tonight. If that ball game goes on, then we will have it for you here on the radio. 7 o'clock will be the tip time, and 6:50 will be the pregame for you tonight. That's here live on KJAN, Atlantic versus Creston at ADM High School tonight. Also at Denison tonight, Carroll set to face off against Harlan in a 3A district final. At Class 1A tonight at Trainer, Underwood will face Riverside. At Red Oak tonight, Villisca plays Sydney. At Madrid, it's Guthrie Center versus Ankeny Christian Academy. And at Truro tonight, Murray will play Mount Air. All those games set to tip at 7 o'clock. Of course, those are going to be weather permitting once that storm gets here. In college men's hoops, Tyrus McGee scored 22 points. Melvin Edgem had 20 points and 12 rebounds. And Iowa State hit 11 three-pointers in an 87-82 win over Baylor Wednesday night. Corey Lucius added 16 points, and George Niang added 15 for the Cyclones. Pierre Jackson scored 30 points, and Corey Jefferson had 15 points and 10 rebounds for Baylor. After doing damage from behind the arc, Iowa State took advantage of a Baylor defense roaming the perimeter. After two free throws gave the Cyclones a 74-67 lead with 3:47 remaining, their next four baskets were scored in the paint, including a couple of layups and an alley-oop dunk by McGee. Cyclones with the win improved to 18-8 on the year. They're 8-5 in Big 12 conference play. Seth Van Deest made two free throws with 1 second left to force overtime, and Drake dominated the extra session as they beat Bradley 92-84 Wednesday night, snapping a four-game losing streak. Bradley looked to have the game in hand after Will Egloff's three-pointer with 28 seconds to play, but the Braves up 70-65. But then the Bulldogs got a three-point play from Richard Carter before Bradley's Tyshawn Pickett was fouled and missed the front end of a 1-1. Van Deest then rebounded a missed three-pointer, was fouled, and made both shots. Drake, which erased a 12-point second-half deficit, never trailed in the extra session and led by as many as 10. Jordan Clark led the Bulldogs with a career-high 20 points and 15 rebounds. Van Deest and Ben Simon scored 14 points each as the Dogs improved to 12-15 on the season. They're 6-10 in Missouri Valley Conference play. In top 25 men's college hoops last night, Nadir Tharp hit a short jumper in the lane with 16 seconds left in the second overtime to give ninth-ranked Kansas a 68-67 win over number 14 Oklahoma State. Travis Relaford scored 18 points, and Jeff Withey had three double overtime free throws among his 17 points for the Jayhawks. Kansas is now tied with number 13 Kansas State for the Big 12 lead with 5 games left to go. Elias Harris scored 17 points as number 3 Gonzaga crushed Santa Clara 85-42. Also last night, James Southerland scored 20 points. Michael Carter-Williams had 15 points and 12 assists, and 8th-ranked Syracuse pummeled Providence 84-59. Devontae Smith-Rivera scored a career-high 33 points, the most by any Georgetown player this season, as the number 11 Hoyas enjoyed a 90-66 win over DePaul. Number 12 Arizona topped Washington 70-52. Deshaun Thomas had 19 points as number 18 Ohio State used a 16-0 second-half run to rout Minnesota 71-45. Jared Bergren and Ben Brust each scored 12 points as number 19 Wisconsin shut down Northwestern 69-41. Adonis Thomas scored 22 points. Chris Crawford had 11 points and a career-high 13 rebounds as number 21 Memphis beat Houston 81-74. And Anthony Marshall's short jumper just inside the free throw line with 7 seconds left lifted UNLV to a 61-59 victory over number 22 Colorado State. Well, the Iowa-Nebraska men's basketball game on Saturday will be available for viewing on the Big Ten Network's mobile version, BTN To Go. The game originally was scheduled for Thursday on ESPN2, but it was moved to Saturday because of a winter storm that's expected to hit the Lincoln area today. Tip-off is set for 1 o'clock Central Time on Saturday. The Big Ten office said Wednesday that when the game day was changed, ESPN informed the conference that other programming commitments and logistical issues would make it impossible to televise the game. BTN will stream the feed from the arena video board on BTN To Go. Fans can go to btntogo.com to find out if their mobile provider offers the BTN To Go service. You can always listen to it on the radio. Just close your eyes and pretend. That's what we do. You can catch it here live on Saturday. Noon is the pregame show, and 1 o'clock is tip time. In the NBA last night, it was Detroit beating Charlotte 105-99, Memphis topping Toronto 88-82, Indiana beat New York 125-91, Brooklyn edging Milwaukee 97-94, Miami topping Atlanta 103-90, Cleveland beat New Orleans 105-100, Houston got by Oklahoma City 122-119, Minnesota over Philadelphia 94-87, it was Dallas beating Orlando 111-96, the LA Lakers topping Boston 113-99, Golden State a winner over Phoenix 108-98. Just three games in the National Hockey League last night. Philadelphia outscored Pittsburgh 6-5. It was Los Angeles topping Calgary 3-1. And in overtime, Colorado 1-0 over St. Louis. Well, the impending winter storm set to pound the Midwest has forced officials here in Iowa to postpone the state high school bowling tournament. That tournament was to be held in Des Moines today and tomorrow, but officials from the Boys and Girls High School Associations say they were concerned that teams and spectators would have trouble leaving Des Moines. The associations said in a joint statement released Wednesday that the tournament will now be held on March 11th and 12th in Des Moines. In the most bizarre episode of a PGA Tour this season, which is already filled with wacky weather, the opening round of the Match Play Championship lasted only 3.5 hours until it was suspended by a winter storm that covered Dove Mountain with nearly 2 inches of snow. They'll try again today. It's the latest in a series of weather incidents on the PGA Tour this year, following high wind on Maui, fog at Torrey Pines, and frost in Phoenix. Lance Armstrong won't do a tell-all interview under oath with the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency to reveal everything he knows about the use of performance-enhancing drugs in cycling. USADA officials had told Armstrong that he must speak with them if he wanted to reduce his lifetime ban from sports. Wednesday was the deadline for the disgraced cyclist to agree to the interview. Armstrong attorney Tim Herman says that after 2 months of negotiations, the cyclist is refusing to participate in a process designed, quote, only to demonize selected individuals. A person familiar with the situation tells the Associated Press that the NCAA believes former Miami assistant coaches Clint Hurt, Aubrey Hill, and Jorge Fernandez provided false or misleading information during the probe into the Hurricanes' athletic programs. The person says the NCAA has accused all three of violating principles of ethical conduct as part of the notice of allegations served against the Hurricanes. Hurt and Hill were members of Miami's football staff. Fernandez worked on the men's basketball staff. Several other coaches are named in the allegations, including Missouri basketball coach Frank Haith, but only Hurt, Hill, and Fernandez are facing the ethical conduct charge. Well, the NCAA wasted no time in challenging a new Pennsylvania law designed to keep the $60 million Penn State fine over the Jerry Sandusky scandal in the state, filing a federal challenge to the legislation hours after Governor Tom Corbett signed it into law Wednesday. State and congressional lawmakers have objected to the use of the NCAA fine to finance child abuse prevention efforts in other states. The NCAA claims the state's action is unconstitutional. In baseball news, Joe Garagiola, the ballplayer-turned-announcer who was honored by the Hall of Fame for his on-air work, is ending his broadcast career after nearly 6 decades. The 87-year-old Garagiola says he's retiring as a part-time television analyst for the Arizona Diamondbacks, where he's worked the past 15 years. He said goodbye at a 30-minute news conference at the team's spring training facility, a session marked by his trademark one-liners and a bit of emotion. New York Mets second baseman Daniel Murphy has a strained muscle on his right side. He's day-to-day after receiving a cortisone shot in New York. New York Yankees pitcher Phil Hughes is sidelined for 2 weeks because of a bulging disc that will be treated with anti-inflammatory medication for 4 or 5 days. The Boston Red Sox have acquired Mike Karp from the Seattle Mariners for a player to be named later or cash. Seattle designated the 26-year-old first baseman and outfielder for assignment earlier this month. Two relievers brought in to upgrade the Angels' bullpen are getting a little closer to being ready, according to manager Mike Socha. Right-handed closer Ryan Madsen has begun throwing again, while left-handed reliever Sean Burnett is likely a week away. And Pittsburgh Pirates manager Clint Hurdle has named veteran right-hander A.J. Burnett as the team's starter when the Pirates begin the 2013 season at home on April 1st against the Chicago Cubs. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.